No real estate agent wants to live paycheck to paycheck, but over 80% of all real estate agents do. So what is it that the 20% understand that the 80% haven't figured out yet? Well, I'm going to go through all of that today. As we jump into this, make sure you hit the subscribe button, ring the bell so you get all the notifications of our latest videos, and feel free to check out our website, brendanbartick.com, where I have additional slides, attachments, things that are going to help you in your real estate career. So let's jump in. We want to talk about financial freedom. So I'm going to give you a very simple, easy to use budget that's going to help you understand where your money should be going, how you should be investing it. I get questions all the time. So Brendan, how much should I spend on marketing? Brendan, how much should I be putting away for this? How much should I be doing for that? Well, here's a very simple step-by-step guide that I go to make sure that your budget, and I hate that word. I have to admit, I'm one of those people that I'm like, budget, smudge it. Like, I'll just make more money. And I used to do this for a long time. I thought I could just, you know, make a ton of money, not have to worry about expenses. That's the wrong answer. Very early on, I realized that if I can structure this correctly and learn the systems in place, that I can do so much more, work less, have a better quality of life. And the biggest thing, take away that anxiety. Right? That paycheck to paycheck anxiety of just going, oh my gosh, I don't want any of you out there to ever have to feel that ever again. And if you're already in a really good financial position, then maybe this will help you just understand some few things that you weren't thinking about to make it even better. So let's jump in. So we're going to talk about a very simple budget here. Now, I started up here with a $10,000 happy smiley commission check. So I'm going to show you how to do this check to check, and then I'm going to show you what you should be doing as far as an entire yearly budget. But let's start off if you're just going, look, what should I do with that $10,000 check? Now, if in your area your checks are $5,000 or your checks are $20,000, well, we're going to use percentages here to break this down. So here's the biggest concept and where I see most agents fail, especially in the first 12 to 24 months. For every $10,000 you make, $5,000 or 50%, right? 50% has to be spent on life. Okay? So on your life expenses. So this is car, mortgage, food, toothpaste, Cocoa Puffs, whatever it is that you're into, everything is included in that. All right? So 50% has to go towards your life expenses. So think about that concept. You have to live off of half of what you make. You know, a lot of you, when you got that $10,000 check, $7,500 check, you already spent $10,200 of it. You spent the check so fast that you also used an additional credit to try to do more. That is what's going to kill you as an entrepreneur, as a small business owner. You have to try to make sure, not try, you have to make sure you're living underneath this concept, especially in the beginning. It's so important. So 50% goes towards your life, 25% of that check is going to go to taxes. 25% to taxes. Now, don't do what I did. I thought that I was untouchable early on in my career. I was like, taxes? I was like, I'm not paying taxes. And years ago, the IRS seized my bank account. So if you don't know what that means, it's like all of a sudden you go to buy a cup of coffee, denied. You go to the ATM at the time. This was old school ATMs, right? I used to use ATMs. Try to get out money, denied. They lock your accounts. Yeah, the government has the ability to do that and seize your bank accounts. That wasn't good. I was living in a beautiful high-rise downtown. I was making tons of money, just wasn't having a financial plan that made sense to me, and I wasn't paying my quarterly taxes. I didn't have my LLC structured. I wasn't paying myself. A whole variety of things, that lessons learned. And I remember I had to get on. The funniest part about the whole story, the IRS building was directly across from this beautiful high rise that I lived in downtown. So I had to get in the elevator, go down the elevator, go across the street, get on the elevator up to the IRS floor, take my little ticket, sit in line, wait. And then I had to sit there for about an hour and a half till they would call my number. And then I had to write them a check for $98,000 for back due taxes for them to unseize my bank account. So don't do what I did. Make sure, as painful as it may be, to factor in enough for taxes. All right, now that's the simple part. Now, the next piece, $1,000 or 10% of that paycheck, right? So 10% is going to go to marketing. Okay, so we want this to go to marketing. So this is going to be investing in your future business. So business cards, brochures, your listing presentation. Make sure you're focusing on your listing presentation, your buyer consultation, your website, all of these things, marketing. Now, you could have lead spend in there maybe, perhaps, but again, marketing in that budget. All right, now, the remaining 1,500, this 5, 5, and 5, I call it the triple five, right? When I'm looking at this triple five, here's what I'm looking for, okay? $500 of that, I'm going to put back into, well, again, 5% is going to go back into image. And man, people get so up in my wazoo about this term. Image means yourself, your clothes, your shoes, your suits, your teeth, your hair, your face, everything. We have to remember, you are now a walking billboard for your business. Every single person judges you on every single thing you do. This could be manicure, pedicure, the watch you wear, the purse you have. But Brendan, people like me because of me. That's probably true. I'm sure you're very likable, but they also like a very great version of you. We should always be trying to do that. This could be personal trainer. Some of us might be getting a little, you know, bigger than we need to be. Some of us might be getting so unhealthy that, you know, we don't have the stamina to make our phone calls anymore. I call this investing in me. Or as my good friends on Parks and Rec call it, treat yourself, right? Just go ahead and treat yourself, right? That's what we're trying to do to make sure that the public sees you in the best light and that you have the stamina to make this long game. With this remainder 500 and 500, two things we want to focus on, okay? We want to take 5% and we want to save it. And we want to take the last 5% and we want to invest it. That could mean stocks. That could mean saving that $500 every single month to save up enough to buy an investment property. It could mean you know of a business opportunity where if you invest $500 into a brokerage, a title company, a mortgage company, you could do that. And then, of course, 5% into savings. This is what I've seen that works the best, okay? Again, you're going to be putting taxes, marketing, image, save, and invest. That covers most of the gambits when you're looking at just well to spend on a $10,000 commission check. Now, as your business grows and scales, just like I have a large real estate team and a brokerage and all these things, well, then what we're going to be talking about is what we teach in our advanced coaching series is we're going to be talking about forecasting, budgets, P&Ls, much bigger factor topics. But this suffices for almost up to probably 25 transactions a year. And you could even think about it even further than that if you wanted to. You could use these percentages. If you were making 100 grand a month, you could do the same exact thing here and be very successful. Now, the difference in this situation that you would have is that you would have a much bigger marketing cost and you would be paying yourself. We'll be talking about all of those different things in the advanced series, but I wanted to give everyone just a very simple concept to understand. If I make this, what should I do check to check until we get to that next level in your business? I hope this was extremely helpful for you. Leave your comments. Let me know your thoughts. I'm sure I'm going to get some mixed feelings on this game plan. Let me know what you think. It's what I did. It helped me propel my business. It really gave me the ability to sell over $1 billion in residential real estate. In addition to that too, when we talk about image or treat yourself or investing in you, that also means education. You could use that money to spend on a seminar. You could come out and visit us to go to our listing mastery course. You could buy online courses to make your CMA better. You could improve your listing presentation, your buyer consultation. All of these things, right, is what you're going to be looking at when you're thinking about, hey, am I investing in me? Am I improving myself? All right, so use this. Think about it. Make sure you check out all of our great products and Facebook page, Brendan Bartik Real Estate Coaching. And as always, I wish you great success.